You are listening to the Central Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Adam Burton, and on this week's podcast, we are in our series in the Gospel of John, so that you may believe. This message is from John chapter 4, verses 23 through 42, and is titled, Don't Delay Sharing Jesus. We see that once the Samaritan woman believed that Jesus was the Messiah, she rushed to tell others about what he had done. We would love for you to join us for church online each Sunday morning at 10:45. You can watch at cbcmaysville.com and on our Facebook page. Also, if you are local, we would love for you to join us in person at 10:45 every Sunday morning. We are located right on the banks of the Ohio River in the east end of Maysville, Kentucky at 437 Central Avenue. And if we can pray for you, reach out to us on our website at cbcmaysville.com or on our prayer hotline. That number is 305-707-PRAY. That's 305-707-7729. Well, I hope you enjoy this message. I know it doesn't seem like it, but we are entering into the Christmas season. I recently was at Costco to get some household items, and the Christmas decorations were everywhere. But even more than that, if you walk down those middle aisles down where the toys, you could see that they are ready for Christmas. Toys were everywhere. You know, every year there's that one hot item that every child wants but is almost impossible to get. You know, we get to Black Friday, and you have some parents that will be standing outside of the store all night to be one of the lucky few to get their hands on this item. You know, it's amazing how much research goes into finding the best deal and maybe where you can locate the best seller. So you get online and you know, you go to Amazon, right? And you try to find it and it's sold out. Or you go to Walmart and it's not there either. And then you just do some random Google search, so hoping that some obscure store will still have it. And you know that, yes, Black Friday, they will have it, but you can't wait to then because of the possibility of it not being there. So you do everything you can to find that item right now with no delay. You know, oftentimes, the toy that everyone wants really isn't all that great. You know, it may bring about some fun for a little while, but sooner rather than later, something else is going to come along that's bigger and better and greater. But what makes this toy so desirable? It's not really the item itself, but it is the fact that it is hard to get and not everyone will have it. You know, if this toy were easy, you wouldn't think of it as being a big deal, right? You might wait till closer to Christmas to get it, or you might take your time and to find the best deal so that you don't overspend, or maybe you do your other Christmas shopping for all the other gifts and wait till the last minute to get it. You know, it's unpopular today to say that Jesus is the only way to heaven. It sounds intolerant. It sounds uncaring of other people's beliefs. It can sound arrogant, right? Who are you to say that Jesus is the only way? What about the Muslim who believes that Muhammad is the way to heaven, or a person who believes that Buddha is the way to enlightenment? I mean, why do you believe that Jesus is the only and best way to heaven? Now, it would be arrogant for me to make a claim that Jesus is the only way to heaven if it were me making that claim. But I'm not making it. Say, I'm quoting someone else who made that claim. See, Jesus says this in John 14, verse 6. He says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, it seems like I've been quoting this verse quite a bit lately, and maybe you're even tired of hearing it, but it is important that we not only understand this truth, but we must also believe it. Because if Jesus is not the only way to God, then he is a liar. And if Jesus is a liar, then he is not the Son of God. But another reason why it is important to understand this truth of the exclusivity of Jesus is that because if Jesus is just one of many ways to God, then there's no need to share the gospel, right? I mean, sure, yeah, if someone asks you about it, then yeah, you can talk about your belief. Or maybe if it might help them to feel better, you could tell them about it. Or maybe if everything's just right, if the timing's just perfect, then I'll speak of Jesus to them. Well, today's message, we're going to see that the Samaritan woman gets Jesus. And we're going to see, too, that because of him, she could not wait to tell others. Read with me here, John chapter 4, verses 27 through 30. Just then, his disciples came back. They marveled that he was talking with a woman. But no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" So the woman left her water jar and went away into town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" They went out of the town and were coming to him. Jesus' disciples had been gone, and they had just returned. And then they come back, and they see that Jesus is speaking to not just a woman, but to a Samaritan woman. And these men knew that this was wrong based on the world's standards. And in fact, one rabbi cautioned this way. It said that a man shall not be alone with a woman in an inn, not even his sister or his daughter, on account of what men may think. A man shall not talk with a woman in the street, not even with his own wife, and especially not with another woman, on account of what men may say. Men and women need to be careful and being in each other's company, especially if you are married to someone else. The Billy Graham rule is a good thing, and so that one may not be tempted to do unholy things, but also not even to give the appearance of impropriety. However, this caution has been taken to the extreme here to keep someone from experiencing the greatest news ever. I mean, can you imagine how this Samaritan woman must have felt when after Jesus says, "Look, I am the Messiah," and then these disciples come up and are like, "Why are you talking to this woman?" What does she do? She gets up and leaves. But she leaves her water jar behind. Now, I don't think she is leaving in disgust, but in fact, she was excited at the news that she heard from Jesus. And she did not want to be weighed down by this stone jar so that she could go and to tell the message that she heard. Look what she says. "Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" And what happened after she said this? The people came to see him. You know, imagine that you were at Costco like I was, and you see this hot toy that is there. Now, your kids really aren't at the age that they want this, and honestly, it's no interest to you, but one of your best friends, their child wants it, and you know how hard it is to get. So what would you do? You see it there, I would imagine you pick up your phone and you'd either text them or call them up and say, "Hey, you need to get down here now because this thing is flying off the shelves. They've still got them, but man, you need to hurry up and get down here." Or maybe you might even, you know, buy it for them and just have them pay you back. But how would that friend feel if you say you waited a few days and said, "You know, did you know what I saw the other day?" I'm like, what? I don't know. Yeah, I saw at Costco that toy that you've been wanting for your child. You know, that one that is impossible to find. Yeah, it was there. They had several of them left, but you know what? I'm sure they're all gone now. How do you think your friend would respond? Like, "Why didn't you call me or give me a text? I would have been right there to get it." And you go, "Well, I'm sorry. I didn't want to bother you because I honestly wasn't really sure that you would want me to interrupt you your Saturday. And I just didn't really feel like it was the right time for me to share that information with you." Now, I bet that friend's probably getting quite upset with you. He's not having any of your excuses. I can imagine he's like, what kind of friend would keep something like that to himself? You know, there's times when we use this same excuse to not share the gospel with others. And maybe we think they're just not interested in hearing about it anyway. And we may think that, you know what, we love Jesus, he's our guy, and we love going to church and singing songs about him. We love being with our Christian friends in our safe little Christian bubble, and we want our family to be a good Christian family, and we love all of these church things, but we know that not everybody does that. And we want to respect them for their beliefs and their customs and all of that, and we just want to keep that within ourselves. But now we know that, you know, the people that we work with or we go to school with or we see at our kids' ball games, you know, as we just don't think that they're as interested in Christianity as we are. I mean, how easy would it have been for this Samaritan woman to do the same? Look, Jesus came after her. And he revealed to her he was the Messiah. She's like, I found him. I found Jesus. I don't want to leave with him or to leave him. And then she might be thinking, well, look, my Samaritan friends, you know, they just wouldn't understand. They just wouldn't understand who he is because he came to me. And you know, they would probably think I'm crazy for believing this. But she doesn't do that, does she? No, she immediately goes and tells them about Jesus. Never, never underestimate the power of the Holy Spirit to do what you think is impossible. See, Jesus had been with this woman for quite some time, and his disciples became a little concerned for his physical health. Look here in verses 31 through 37. It said, meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. So the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him something to eat? And Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me to accomplish his work. Do you not say, there are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest? Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest. The disciples wanted Jesus to eat, and I can imagine that he was hungry. But Jesus responds with this puzzling message. I have to eat that you do not know about. So what I mean, is Jesus like hiding a Subway sandwich under his robe? No. You see, Jesus wasn't focused on the physical food at this moment. See, in a similar way, we can do the same, right? There's been days where I can get into a project really focused and I lose track of everything else, including eating. And it's not till much later in the afternoon I realize I forgot to eat lunch. Now, is it because I hate food? Obviously not. Now, is it because food's not important? No. However, it was what I was involved in was more important at that time, including food. And so I forgo the food. See, Jesus, he didn't want to lose focus on the spiritual matters at hand. Then he turns to speaking in agriculture terms that the disciples would be able to understand. See, when you plant crops, it usually takes around 4 months before you can harvest them. And so there's a waiting period because they have to grow before you can reap the harvest. But Jesus is saying that the harvest is now. There is no waiting period. You know, there's times that we delay in sharing the gospel because we're busy. Look, it's easy to get busy and we just don't think about it. We get focused on other things. And, you know, there's work to be done. There's kids to take care of. There's a million other things. And we just say, look, I'll get to it tomorrow or Or maybe somebody else that's not as busy that I can do it. Or there's more qualified people to share the gospel. Or this one here. Maybe I'll pray that God will bring someone to share the gospel with them. All the while, God is the one that's telling you to go. I mean, how do you think that friend of yours who's looking for the toy would take it if you told him, you know, the reason that I didn't call you is because I got busy. Look, I'm sorry I didn't let you know. I know I knew this was important to you, but I was busy with all of the things, getting everything that my family needed. I had to go check off all of the lists. Plus, I needed to get home before the game started. Now, does this excuse make it any better? Not really. I mean, your friends, look, man, I get it. We all get busy. But you know that I really needed this. How hard would it have been for you just to take a quick phone call or a quick text message? Look, I would have done this for you. See, don't let the busyness of life keep you from doing what God has called every believer to do. See, the harvest is ready. Read with me here, verses 36 through 41. Jesus continues, he says, already the one who reaps is receiving wages and gathering fruit for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored and you have entered into their labor. So Jesus continues here with this harvesting illustration. And so he sends his disciples, as well as us, to go to reap for which we did not labor. Now, I've known several farmers over my lifetime, and they are some of the hardest working people that I know. They never take a break. I mean, there's always animals to feed and fields to tend to. But when it comes time for harvest, it's all hands on deck. Right? If you don't harvest the crops, then you lose them. And crops means money. You can't say, well, look, I'm tired today, so we're just going to take the afternoon off. Or, you know, we can just get to it tomorrow. No, not at all. Not if you're a good farmer. You know, a productivity statement that I've seen is don't put off tomorrow what must be done today. See, in taking the good news to those who need it, we often put it off. We do so maybe because we're not sure they want to hear it, or maybe we're too busy, or maybe we're just too uncomfortable. But how do you think this would go down in your house? You know, your friend does call you. He says, look, we got the toy. You know, it's there at the store, but you need to get there quickly. And so you tell your wife or husband that about it, and you say, look, hey, so-and-so said that it's there at the store. I just need to go and pick it up. And then you wait until the game is over. And then you're like, oh, I forgot. I've got some yard work that I've got to get done. People drive by my house, and they're going to think, oh, who lives there? And you know what? I know I need to get there, but the store's, it's open late anyway. It'll be okay, right? And even your spouse reminds you that you need to go, but you don't. And finally, you make your way up to the store. But by the time you get to that toy aisle, the worker that's there says, oh, you just missed it. The last one. They just took it. If only you had got here just a little earlier, you could have got one. I have a feeling if that's you, it's not going to be a good night for you. Friend, don't put off sharing the gospel, but see the urgency of sharing it now. See, the beautiful thing about evangelism is that we are not on our own. You see, the Holy Spirit is already at work. All we're doing is reaping from His labor. Trust the Spirit and go and tell. You know, the example of the Samaritan woman is a good one for us to follow. See, when we are presented with the good news, we need to let nothing get in the way of us sharing it. Maybe you might get discouraged and think, look, Is it even worth it? I mean, are they going to even understand it? Are they going to care about it? Are they going to accept the message? Look here at verses 39 through 42. Many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this indeed is the Savior of the world." You know, we don't know how many exactly believed, but many did. When we are faithful to share the gospel, people will come to Christ. Will everyone? No. But our job is to be the sharers. Let us leave the results up to God. Now, did this Samaritan woman, did she have a deep understanding of Jesus and her salvation? Probably not. I mean, she just met him. Has she been through training classes on sharing the gospel? No. Not that training classes are bad. In fact, you should go to one if you haven't. But did she know all of the right Bible verses and the way to present the gospel in the perfect order and everything, the prayer and all of that? Did she have all of that down? I don't think so. Now, John records her testimony as, "He told me all that I ever did." See, sometimes the greatest way to share the gospel is to share how Jesus has changed your life. Has he changed your life? If he has, share it. See, Jesus is the way. He is the truth, and he is the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. It may be an unpopular message, but it's true. And because Jesus is everything, we must urgently go and tell. Pastor Adam again, thank you for listening to this message. Do you feel God working in your heart? Is he calling you to be saved? Are you ready to follow Jesus? If so, we want to hear from you. Reach out to us on our website at cbcmaysville.com and click on that Connect tab, or on our prayer hotline at 305-707-PRAY. That number is 305-707-7729. We want to connect with you and to send you some free resources to help you to know what it looks like to follow Jesus. And I would love to hear your feedback on our sermon podcast. You can email me personally at adam@adamburton.net. And don't forget both our online church service at cbcmaysville.com and on Facebook, as well as our in-person service every Sunday at 10:45. I'll be there, and I hope you are too. Well, I look forward to joining you again next week for Central Baptist Church's sermon podcast. God bless.